Hey. Well, welcome to Westview Community Church. To our guests, we're really glad you're here. We're glad you're all here. Braved yet the third Sunday in a row of treacherous roads, but we're so excited that you're here. My name is Brian Smith. I'm our lead pastor, and that movie is showing tonight at our church at 5 o'clock. We would love you all to come back and watch that movie. It actually caps our sermon series, which is titled Love Actually. And it's a movie that talks about indivisible love, and we think you'll enjoy it. But our youth are spending a lot of time. They're providing food for you tonight. They're providing daycare and all these things that you can come here and just enjoy your time with us. Now, we do ask a free will offering because they will take that free will offering and use that to help them get to Mexico in just a few weeks on a mission trip. So consider coming here tonight. But there's one other thing I want to make you bring your attention to is just out these doors is there's a sign-up list. So if you're coming tonight, make sure you've signed up. We want to prepare that we have enough food for everybody. The second thing is on those tables, there's a silent auction. It is also part of what our youth are doing to raise funds to go down to Mexico and share the love of God down there. So these silent auction, all these really cool things are on the table on these clipboards. And can I tell you what the coolest thing on there is? There's one really cool thing. It is a breakfast with the lead pastor. That's the most exhilarating experience you ever find here. So sign up for that one. And somebody asked me, are you paying for breakfast? Yes, I'll either cook it or I'll prepare it, but show your love that way. That'd be great. We're going to talk about showing that type of love. Our guests, when you got here, you got a worship guide on the back. We're going into this sermon, Love Actually is Giving, and so the notes are here. You'll see them posted up above, and our guests, when you leave today, if you'd fill out this Connect card, fill this out. But it's the last Sunday of the month, so it's Meet and Greet Sunday. So Meet and Greet Sunday, if you've been coming here for a short time or this is your first Sunday, right after this service, we're going to be meeting right under this cross over here. Come over and introduce yourself. We would love to get to know you. But you also can fill out this card so we just have a way to connect with you. All right. So we good with all that? Otherwise, here's all the exciting stuff going on this week. And so, yeah, we're finishing this sermon series, which has been a blast. It's called Love Actually. And in this sermon series, we've been saying this is what the culture and what the world says love is, which is confusing and difficult and messy. And we're saying, but this is actually, love actually, what the Bible says. We've been sharing what the Bible says about what love is. And if we get that right, it really changes our life. And so love, according to the world and culture, is an experience. It's a feeling. But we said, no, by the Bible, love actually is God. It's God. And it's like, whoa, what does that mean? So we read the scripture verse. I'm going to read it one more time. This is 1 John 4, 7 through 8. It says, dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. He is the origin and the author of love. Anyone who loves is a child of God, and they know God here in the heart. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So the Bible tells us that God is love. And so we put that on the table first, but that's a big definition. So we start breaking it down with the characteristics of God's love. God has so many more attributes than love, but they are all hinged on his love. And so we went over the characteristics of God's love as the way we're to love. And we said that God's love is selfless in week one. Week two, we said God's love is faithful. And in week three, we said God's love is fearless. And so is our love. Our love, because we're created in his image, is to be selfless, faithful, and fearless. But there's one other characteristic we want to hit on before we close this sermon series out. And so before we talk about that, let's talk about what the world thinks about love again. So here's the first note. The world will tell you that love is all about getting. The world will tell us and the culture will tell us that love is all about what we get. And I researched this extensively, and I looked at a number of ways that love breaks down, and I looked at a lot of articles and surveys, and guys, it was heavy, it was hard, and I had to walk away from this. It was a difficult weekend even looking at it, but let me explain to you, these are some of the top Google hits, so that means that millions of people have read these, all right? So when we talk about love in relationship, here's one popular article. It says, when love is not enough in relationship, 7 reasons to break up even if you're happy. This is the article. The number one reason is you want different things. Number one reason why, break off the relationship even if you're happy, but if you want different things. It's about getting. So I looked at love and relationship through all these surveys, and that was a common theme, was about what do I get? And if I don't get what I get out. Second, I looked at love in church. We are the body of Christ. We are God's example to the world. We are his image to the world. So I looked at what happens when love breaks down in church. And I found these articles, and they all fell down to the kind of the same thing. Is like, I fell out of love with the church because it wasn't meeting me where I was at. And a strong theme of I wasn't getting what I needed. And then I looked at the love of God. And where does that break down? And I read this article, Falling Out of Love with God. This was a Christian who wrote this article, and he says, I became uncomfortable with what was expected. God demanded my life, and he does. And he said, and I gave him everything, but life still hurt, so I gave up on that. I didn't get what I expected. And so we can see what the world says, whether it's relationships, the church, or God, or relationships, is if love isn't what I get, I'm out. That is not what the Bible tells us. The Bible takes this on about love and getting. And so this is what the Bible tells us about love. Love actually is all about giving. The Bible tells us love is all about giving. And we start there with Acts 20:35. This is a scripture verse that most of us, no matter where we are, would have heard this at one time. In Acts 20:35, it says, in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself. It is more blessed to give than to receive. That's the part a lot of us have heard. It's more blessed to give than receive. The scripture verse tells us that love first is about giving. But these are the very words of Jesus. And you notice, look at that in red, the red letters. This is kind of an oxymoron if you really look at it, right? It's kind of contradictory. It says it is more blessed to give than receive. Jesus did not say it is better to give than receive. Are you seeing it? He said it's more blessed that we get that back. He says you will receive when you lead with love first by giving. Are you seeing that in there? He says it's more blessed. That's receiving from God. He promises us that when you lead with love and lead with giving first, God notices and God comes through. And he gives the blessing upon you. But it's not the motivation of why. So when we look at this and we understand it's more blessed to give and receive, a lot of us say that, but do we truly believe it? I think we need to look at the God again as the center of love, the creator of love. He defines love. It says love is God, so God is love. So how do we look at giving from his viewpoint? So let's look at this next note together. It says God's love is generous through creation, companionship, and himself. You want to see God as a model of giving? I'm going to ask you to virtually put on your seatbelt right now. Come on, everybody put your hands down, just like on an airplane, car, put your seatbelt on. You're going to need it because we're going to share how generous God is. Let's start with creation. Creation, when you look at a creation in the world and nature, it demonstrates the glory of God, but it also demonstrates his love through generosity. God did not stop at just creating this really cool green globe that has white spots on the top and bottom and in Kansas. He also, on that globe, he created the seas, the mountains, and the rivers. You ever notice on Facebook, what are you posting pictures of? My toes in the sand on the beach and the ocean. I'm taking pictures. The minute I see mountains and deserts, I take pictures of them and I put it on Facebook. Why? Because it declares his, it's just like, wow! You look at it, it's like, it's amazing. And God created that. But he didn't stop there. On that same globe where he created the seas, mountains, rivers, he created 925,000 species of insects. Now, some you may not like, but when you see a butterfly, at night you're sitting on your deck and the lightning bugs light up your backyard, God created all that. He also created 400,000 species of flowers. We will see them in a few weeks. And the earth will burst forth in color. He also created 20,000 species of edible plants. Edible plants. 20,000. He also created 10,000 species of birds. I love walking out the door in the morning. The first thing on dawn I hear is the birds. And then he created these amazing sunrises and sunsets. And for those of you who live here in the beauty of God's greatest, one of the greatest creations, the Flint Hills, we have the most amazing sunsets and sunrises. And he didn't stop there. At night, we look up and we see billions of stars. We can't count them. But as humans, we're thinking, let's get smart. And we create the Hubble spacecraft, and it shoots out there, a big telescope sent out there, and it reveals there's 100 billion galaxies out there that God created. He created all for us. God did not do all that and say, you know what, I ought to throw a man and woman on the planet and just see what happens. He made that all for his created image in us. Get your seatbelt a little tighter. Here we go. He didn't stop there. And he did this so we could experience his love through generosity. He didn't stop when he created us. When he created this globe and everything in it, he created us with eyes so we can see it. He created us with ears so we can hear it. He created our toes and our fingers to feel that sand and that grass. And then he created what I think is one of his best creations is this, taste buds. He gave us taste buds to experience it. And yet some people believe it was a little fish that crawled out of the water, became an ape, and bah, here we are. That's just crazy. But God didn't stop with creation. He went next to companionship. He created man. He created us. He created man first. He put him on a planet. In Genesis 2:17, he said it's not enough for them to be alone. So he created woman. And guys, she was beautiful. Not as beautiful as my wife. Got to be careful there. But she was beautiful. And he made her and him in his image. That's how generous his love is. He created them in his image. And he created them for eternity. And he created them perfectly to fit together spiritually and physically in intimacy. And then he created the love between them because that's who he is. And he didn't stop there. Tighten your belts. And then he went to giving us and his generous love, himself. You see, God could have created the globe, and he could have created Adam and Eve as the first humans, put them on a planet, and he could have sat up on his throne and said, hey, have fun, check in with me later. He didn't. He lived with them. He was amongst them. They heard his footsteps. They lived in his presence. The generous God, the creator of heaven and earth, walked and gave the gift of his presence and generosity. I want to be with him. And then we know what happened. Sin hit, right? And it messed a lot of things up. But God, through his loving generosity, gave us forgiveness. He gave us a sacrificial system to restore us. And he gave himself again through his son, Jesus. God came back down the planet in Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. And he came down to show us God. And he came down to reveal God. He came down to show us this is how much God loves you. He loves you so much that his son Jesus went to a cross and paid the price for every sin and penalty so we didn't have to. And his generous love, he gave himself. And they raised his son up and he seated him at the right hand of the Father to come back one day, to take us with him. But he didn't leave us alone again. He gave himself a third time through the Holy Spirit. God said, I'm not going to leave you alone. Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm leaving, but the advocate is coming. God's Spirit is going to be with us. His presence is going to be around us. His presence will be in us. can take off your seatbelt now. Are you seeing how generous God's love is? So we are to love like that. And let's go back to the verse in 1 John 3:16 through 17. Now that we've seen his love, let's look at this scripture together. It says, now we know what real love is, because Jesus gave up his life for us. That was a crowning achievement of God's sacrificial generosity to us, was giving us his one and only son to save us. So now we know what real love is because Jesus gave his life for us. And so we also ought to give up our lives. We ought to give love generously for our brothers and sisters. If someone has enough money to live well and he sees a brother or sister in need and shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? So we know what real love is. So how do we love like God? We're commanded to love like him. How do we love like that? How do we love generously through giving and sacrificially even when he calls us to? I want you to understand that giving is always motivated by love first. Giving is always motivated by love first. So I want to put a quote up here from Amy Carmichael. She was a missionary who gave her whole life, 55 years in India, to share love generously. And she quoted this. She said, "You can always give without loving." We can. We can always give without loving, but we can never love without giving. Capture that last part. You cannot love without giving. Never. It can't work. There's no possibility that we can love without giving. So this is critical. And we look at 1 Corinthians 13:3. We talked about this verse back in week one. It says, if I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Giving is always motivated by love first. And love cannot exist without giving. So your next sermon note there, as God blesses us, as we see how much his love blesses us, our joy raises our standard of giving. Now, guys, this is a really countercultural thought. When we get God's blessing, we normally increase our standard of what? Living. Think about it. Get a pay raise, you know, whatever. This thing comes through. We go buy this. We have this. But normally, when we get God's blessing, we find room to increase our standard of living. But the Bible calls us through love to increase our standard of giving. And then watch God pour into you. I think God teases us to say, try to outgive me. And if anybody who's lived like that will know, they can't, and he will bless you in amazing ways. This is not prosperity gospel stuff. God loves and has pleasure in your obedient, faithful, loving person. So let me give you four things that helps us. How can love actually be generous and sacrificial? How can we show God's love through generosity and giving? First is time. And guys, this is not rocket surgery, okay? These are concepts that you and I probably know, but let's go through them just to make sure. So the first is time. Do you know why time is such a precious gift? More than any other thing that we have. Because it's the one gift you cannot get back. But unfortunately, in our go, go, go world, we say, well, there's still time later to do that, or maybe next time. That's a common way that we look at time. It's like, I can get to that maybe later or maybe next time, but let me share with you another phrase: it's too late. And so many people live with regret in their life, because they're waiting for that next time or that best time, and it never really came. Instead of living their life lovingly, generous, and giving now. Can I give you two ways this week alone? Two ways this week alone the body of Christ can use time. Friday, it's Harvesters. Friday at Harvesters here, we host right in our parking lot. There's going to be 150 cars that come here to get food, pallets of food. And they will, those cars will take those foods, sometimes four, five, six families they're feeding, and they will go out. So we need about 30 to 40 people to distribute that food every Friday, the first Friday of every month at 9 to 11:30, 2.5 hours. Come here in generous love, move food to these people who take it to these people, and it moves generous love to those who are in need. It's a simple way of giving time. And it's like, it's worth a half a day of vacation for those of us who work on Friday. Another way is Friday, this is fun. This Saturday, March 2nd, is the His Friendship Dinner, helping international students. There's a lot of international students in our church. We partner with Helping International Student Ministry at K-State, 2,000 plus international students. And they're having this big friendship dinner Saturday. And I think it's right there in your worship guide. It's a potluck meal. It's music. It's making friends with internationals. They're celebrating 40 years as a ministry. But you know the best way to share love with people is over food. And do you know when you walk in that place, if you like food, there's like 150 nations there of food. If you're a foodie, be there. But build relationships. You can show generosity through time and love by being there. Second way, there's time. We can show love actually is generous and sacrificial through time. The second way is through talent. God, in His generosity, gives all of us spiritual gifts. He gives us abilities, and He gives us personality. And there's several of you out there that got a lot of personality. But you combine all three together, and that's talent. And that talent is how we show love to others. God gave you those gifts for a reason. We need greeters here, people that make people feel so welcome when they walk through the door. We need safety ministry people. I need medical people that will help here for our safety ministry. We need congregational care people. We need children ministry teachers. We need youth sponsors. We need small group leaders. We need homestead ministry. It has all this room for all these people that can volunteer and just use your talents that God's given you. And that's how we express His love through all of that. But not only that, as your neighbors and your friends right next door need a helping hand, maybe you are great with small projects. Maybe you are great at shoveling snow, which is a tremendous way to love this year alone, if you've missed that. But what about how much you love the Bible and walk over and talk to your neighbor and walk with them and share your talent and teaching and coffee? Our talents are an expression of God's love, and we can be incredibly generous with it. Third, treasure. Our treasure is our stuff and our money. Who can we help today with our stuff? Who can we help today that's hurting financially? I will tell you that love is very visible when we share our treasure. And I'm talking about things that are important to us. And when you walk through the door and you give somebody like my 50-inch ZTR mower, and I just give it to my neighbor to mow their yard the next 5 weeks, they're like, oh, wow. But they see not the ZTR, they see your heart, that you're willing to give something. Or we walk over and we give them a financial gift because they just went through something huge in their lives. We walk over and give him a car. Homestead Ministry keeps getting cars, and what a beautiful expression of love for those who are starting out in life and need a car just to get from point A to point B. Tonight is that silent auction. That generous love through that silent auction is going to extend all the way into Mexico. You know, they say where your treasure is, that is where your heart is also. What, imagine your treasure could be in Mexico in about 3 weeks. Sharing the love of Christ through people, through our youth leader, our youth team. Last one, time, talent, treasure, touch. Touch. This is the one that brings it all together. Time, talent, and treasure are all great expressions of sacrificial love, but added to this is touch. Touch is what we do in the time with somebody. Touch is how our talent reaches. Touch is how we give our treasure. Our touch makes all the difference. Touch is how we sit at the bedside of somebody in a hospital and we listen and hold their hand. touch is coming here to our emergency foster classes and adoption classes and look at how can I touch somebody's life who doesn't have a family. Touch, and my wife is really good at this, is making meals for our neighbor or church family member who's in the hospital or who's recovering. The food's awesome. The touch is amazing. Touch is a nursery worker on Sunday morning showing God's love and watch the mom and dad shrunk down a chair here that for the first time they got a breath because somebody could love on her child for a little bit and give them a little room to come and worship. A lot of things I talked about are things that we do all day long. And everybody's going to really hinge, a lot of people really hinge on the first one. It's like, I can't because I don't have the time and the work, my schedule. I just don't have the time to love generously like this. I want to tell you that this is the way the church loves. I'm going to get on a little bit of a soapbox here because, you know, I get really ramped up about this. This is not church. An hour on Sunday. We are church. And we are 24/7. We never stop. Your gifts, your talent, your time. It's like, I don't have time to go into those church things. You don't have to, because you carry it with you when you go to work. You carry it with you when you go to school. You carry it with you when you walk into any recreation area. That is where your time, talent, treasure, and touch move. Don't separate church as something else we do. You are church. I love this. When somebody says, hey, what time does your church get over? You say, never! It never gets over. We're 24/7. You have all this time and talent wherever you are to be generous. Don't think you have to carve it out. It is with you wherever you go, and you are the body of Christ. We come here to get jacked up for the rest of the week. That's why we're here and corporately praise together, worship together. What time does church get over?
Never.
Seven reasons. Let me wrap up. Seven reasons why giving is better than receiving. Let's go back to that. That circular motion is better to give than receive, but watch God show up and bless you. Seven reasons. Giving paints God's love and image through us. We are his image bearer, and there's so many people out there that do not know him or his son Jesus. Loving and giving generously paints his image, which then moves us to the next. Giving mirrors the good news. We are bearers of his image to bring the good news of Jesus Christ. That is what they need the most. And ladies and gentlemen, there's 4.7 billion people that do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. When you give and love generously, you are bringing the good news right to the table with them. Third, giving advances the kingdom. I love this. You are the light of the world wherever you are. You are his church. You are his people. When you walk in, there is light around your feet. Whenever you walk into somewhere dark, you bring light. Sometimes when we retreat or we walk out of there, the light goes with us. But when you love generously, a lot of times the light stays right there. And that is how the kingdom moves. When you walk next door with that plate of cookies or somebody that's suffering, you just brought light into darkness. You brought the kingdom into their home. Next, giving makes us more like Jesus. We could all use to look more like Jesus every day. That is what holiness is all about. I'm looking more like Jesus every day. Giving puts our wallets in God's hands. Money is a tough issue, a lot that we struggle with, but the issue here is submission. I trust him. When I open up my wallet, I'm saying, it's all yours anyway. Tell me what to do with it, and I trust you. That's the next one. Giving builds our trust in God that he's got this. He's got today, he's got tomorrow, and he's got eternity waiting for us, for those who believe in him. The last one is giving widens God's smile. God pleasures in giving us stuff and giving us life and watching us love. That brings him a lot of pleasure. So much that he turns around and blesses us. Look at that whole list. Look at how those blessings come around to us behind all these. We give an image and we watch his image move through others. We see the kingdom move. We see the good news move. We see Jesus more in us, which changes us. We see our wallet and what God can do with everything. We just trust with him. We watch the king. Whoop, that's a repeat. Anyway, it shows our trust. And there's nothing better than at the end of your day going to bed saying, knowing that God's smiling on you, that you were just, I live my life for him today. And he blesses us that way. So how do we show this? How do we start right now loving like God loves? Ushers, would you come forward for offering, please? We're going to give it to him. Would you close your eyes with me and pray? Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for, I'm blown away at how generous you are. I can't even begin to count all the cool things and how much you love us and how every day you're still blessing us in every way possible. Father, we as a church want to love like that. So, Father, I just ask that we wrestle in our hearts right now. What's holding us back from loving generously? And we can see in the list, it's so much more than money. It's just a part. Our time, our talent, our treasure, touch. Father, what's holding us back from loving like you love? And watching the world change around us. We have a choice today to walk out of here and complain about the world or go and change the world through your power, through us. I'd rather change the world than sit back in a sofa and complain about it. So, Father, we give you us. We are your church. I know these guys can love, but really let us loose in how we love generously. Father, bless the giver here. We've had 3 weeks of low attendance because of weather, you know. And so I ask that we consider catching up for finances too. We kind of took a big dive, and the weather is not great today. But Father, let's just be aware to be consistent and faithful in our giving to the church, because the mission here does not stop every day. The mission continues. So Father, let us trust when we give even to the church body that the way it's being used around the world and right here brings you glory and puts a big smile on your face. Father, bless each person in here as givers. And let's go out and love the world through our generosity. We pray all this in the one who loved us so much, he gave his life for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus, you endured my pain. Savior, you bore all my shame. All because of your love. Maker of the universe, broken for the sins of the earth. All because of your love. All because of your sins are washed away. Now all of my life I freely give because of your love. Because of your love I live.
Innocent and holy King, set the captives free, all because of your love. Lord, you gave your life for me, so I will live my life for you, all because of your love. All because of your love. My sins are washed.
Joey Fish here for our guests. We're so glad you're with us today. We're going to meet right under the cross here, right in like 30 seconds. We'd love to meet with you. Come over and hang out with us, some of our pastoral staff, but we're just glad you're here today. Tonight, 5 o'clock is the movies, but before you leave, make sure you sign up for that if you haven't already, and go out to those silent auction tables, because hanging out with the pastor for breakfast is like the coolest thing ever. But there's some really cool things there. That I think you'll enjoy, and that helps us spread our love all the way down to Mexico. Let me leave you with Matthew 10, 7 through 8. The scripture reads this. It says, "As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near." It's in us. "Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." Go out and proclaim that message today. Have a great week.
You did it for me. You did it for love. It's your victory. Jesus, you are enough. You did it for me. You did it for love. It's your victory. My debt is paid because of your